Tomorrow, Bob Dylan returns to the Newport Folk Festival stage for the first time since 1965. Legend has it that Dylan was booed off the stage for bringing an electric band to the venerable folk festival. But Av Harris of member station WRNI reports that's not true.
Bob Dylan had already performed at Newport twice in 1963 and 64, accompanying himself on acoustic guitar and harmonica. So some in the audience had certain expectations of the young poet of folk music when he returned in 1965. Dylan fulfilled them when he played an acoustic workshop the day before his legendary evening set. But David Haydu, author of the book Positively Fourth Street about Dylan's early years, says even if Dylan had an acoustic guitar in his hands, his songs were different.
Something happened a year earlier than this when Bob changed the content of his music. And I mean, before he picked up an electric guitar, he was no longer writing protest music. He was writing personal music and poetic music.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you. Say beware, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you.
Like a Rolling Stone was released as a single on July 17th, just 8 days before Dylan took an electric band to the Newport stage. The song hit the pop charts right away. Playing the Hammond B3 organ with Dylan in the studio was Al Kooper. Cooper was also at Newport in 1965.
Bob had been trying to reach me about playing there. So I went and saw Bob, and he said that he was going to use the Butterfield band, but he wanted me to play specifically. Of course, I said, sure, because it sounded like fun.
But Cooper says Dylan hadn't rehearsed any of his new songs with the Paul Butterfield Blues Band before getting to Newport.
We rehearsed all night Saturday night at one of those mansions in Newport, and all we got was three songs. So that's all we played.
The band was introduced by Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary, who gave the audience a hint of what was to come.
Ladies and gentlemen, the person that's going to come up now has a limited amount of time. His name is Bob Dylan.
The crowd cheered wildly, and the band launched into Dylan's Maggie's Farm. Al Kooper says it was awful.
We didn't play very well, actually. I mean, if you want to break it down. Maggie's Farm, the beat turned around, which was pretty ugly.
I ain't gonna work on Maggie's Farm no more.
I remember some people loved it. I loved it.
For the last 17 years, Bob Jones has been the musical producer of the Newport Folk Festival. In 1965, he was a gopher there. He was in the audience for Dylan's evening show.
I'm just a fan of his. This guy is an incredible songwriter. I mean, he's like the Duke Ellington of folk music in my mind.
Well, I wake up in the morning, fold my hands and pray for rain. I got a head full of ideas that are driving me insane. It's a shame the way she makes me scrub the floor. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's Farm no more.
If the song was great, folk singer Pete Seeger, who watched the show from backstage, says the sound was terrible.
It was so distorted you couldn't understand a darn word of it. And I ran over to the sound man saying, fix the sound so you can understand him. And they hollered back, no, this is the way they want it. I don't know who they was. But I said, damn it, if I had an axe, I'd cut the cable. I was so angry.
Legend incorrectly has it that Seeger was mad at Dylan for going electric. The late folklorist Alan Lomax was mad at Dylan's new direction and picked a fight with the singer's manager. Peter Yarrow says from his vantage point backstage, the audience seemed shocked by the rock and roll Dylan.
Music of the folk variety being conveyed in an acoustic fashion, a very personal fashion, without the use of electronic instruments, was very important. So that what the response to him was a feeling, I think, of the betrayal or abandonment of that point of view by Bob.
Complete unknown.
like a rolling stone.
With Like a Rolling Stone in regular rotation on Top 40 radio, writer David Haidu says there's no way the audience could have been surprised.
The idea that this was some kind of a shock to most of the people who were at Newport is preposterous. It's not as if anybody going to Newport didn't know what Bob Dylan was up to at that point. It's not as if anybody expected him to bring out his acoustic guitar and go back to singing Woody Guthrie songs anymore.
And Bob Jones says Dylan wasn't the first to play electric at Newport.
And I've often wondered about this, why everybody was so concerned about him going electric, because we certainly had electric bands before. We had Muddy Waters, we had Howling Wolf, all kinds of people. Nobody was upset.
Whether or not the Newport crowd liked the electric Dylan or was upset by the bad sound or shaky performance, it was clearly unhappy when the band finished its three-song set in 15 minutes.
Bobby was, yes, he will do another tune, I'm sure, to come back. Would you like Bobby to sing another song? I don't know.
George Ween, the founder of the Newport Folk Festival, says he was worried about a riot.
I went up to him after he started to come off the stage, and I said, Bobby, you've got to go back and do some of your songs. That's what people want to hear. You've got to bring this crowd down, Bob. And he didn't want to. He says, I don't have a guitar. He said he had an electric guitar. I turned around and said, anyone have a guitar? And, of course, naturally, about 40 guitars went up in the air. Everybody had a guitar. It was a folk festival. So Peter Yarrow grabbed a guitar and gave him a guitar, and he did it.
You must leave now. Take what you need. You think will last. But whatever you wish to keep, you'd better grab it fast.
Press accounts had Bob Dylan crying as he played It's All Over Now, Baby Blue as a goodbye to the folk scene. But like many of the stories, that one's been exaggerated. Pete Seeger says he thinks most in the crowd knew where Dylan was going.
I think most were very interested. He got a lot of applause, but he did get a few boos. But he was not booed off stage, as some people claim. Some liked him better when he was less amplified. Disagreements, as always, in America.
Now, 37 years later, Bob Dylan is returning to Newport with another electric band. This time, he'll be playing to an audience that, for the most part, grew up on his rock records. For NPR News, I'm Av Harris in Providence, Rhode Island.
Look out, the saints are coming through. And it's all over now, baby blue.